You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, everybody. I'm your host, Lou Vergani, Glenn Miller in the orchestra. with Glenn Miller, Unmistakable Sound. And look how long it's been since Glenn Miller disappeared just before Christmas, December 15, 1944. And that orchestra had recorded only one Christmas song before that. I'm sure they would have done a lot more. We all do. Dedicated fans everywhere. We're all certain that had he lived through World War II, Glenn Miller would have recorded a complete album. All the great songs, the music of the holiday season. Well, it's been decades now, and it was not a brainstorm dreamed up by the marketing experts. What happened was this. It was on a band bus, and it happened back in the late 60s. A couple of the Miller Band is still going. It's a road band. Buddy DeFranco was the leader at that time. They were sitting next to each other, and as often happened, the conversation got around to, what do you think Glenn would be recording now? You know, if he's still around. Well, one or the other said, how about an album of Christmas songs? Well, it happened. See, that orchestra. Glenn's lawyer, David McKay, and his son, David McKay Jr., they said, let's make it happen. They counted all the musicians who toured with the Miller Bands. And one of the trumpet players, a guy named John LaBarbera. Well, it was Richard Wilhoit, one of the Glenn Miller buffs all over the world. He heard about this tune, and he said, let's do it, and I mean now, while there's still time. And they got a bunch of players. Oh, there was a few requisites. The musicians had to be working currently, only alumni. Oh, by the way, there's still one alumnus. And we're doing a tribute to him in a couple of weeks. Ray Anthony is still with us at 104. Well, salute him. And, well, they put together the orchestra. I don't think Ray was in this. And all these guys had to take a leave from their current gig and, of course, come to New York in order to record the album. Everybody said, well, of course, everyone, every alumnus, count me in. When? Where? So they headed east from Vegas, L.A., Washington, Nashville, Sydney, Australia. They joined the players already there waiting in New York City. Oh, the average age of the Miller Band was about 40. The length of time all these guys play with the Miller Band ranges from about 6 months to 7 years. Larry O'Brien was the leader a few years back, and out of 102 years of experience with the Glenn Miller Band, I wanted to tell you this. When you're together, not to make money necessarily, but for the love of it, the music of the stars, in the Christmas mood with Glenn Miller, Be of Good Cheer, one of the most enduring sounds, the swing era big bands ever. Thank you. was Glenn Miller, the real band, with Glenn, 19...
Howdy, folks, let's go for a ride.
42.
Favorite one to sit by your side. Cuddle up in a sleigh, giddy-up, Nellie Gray, and away we go. While you listen to the sleigh bells ring, yodeling to your baby, you'll feel nice and warm, no matter how cold it may be. Take a look at little Jack and Jill. They ski down a hill. That's a snowplow turn.
And look, there's a spill. There's a spill on the hill.
When you're down, it's a thrill to go up again. Everybody ought to learn to ski, for that's how we first met. We were that Jack and Jill that came down the hill.
When I looked at you, my heart took a spill.
Took a spill on a hill. It's a thrill that I can't forget.
It happened in Sun Valley not so very long ago. There were sunbeams in the snow and a twinkle in your eye. I remember, oh so clearly, that you nearly passed me by. Then it happened in Sun Valley when you slipped and fell, and so did I.
And so did I.
Now every year we go back, and then we recall that fall and that moment when we were there on a hill. So we both take a spill, and we're Jack and Jill.
Yeah, that's right off the movie. It happened in Sun Valley, and Sun Valley Serenade with Glenn Miller and company. What a band. The Music of the Stars. Let's see, I had more Oh yeah, let's do some more new Glenn Miller music. John LaBarbera arranged these. The album Glenn never made, but would. The new Glenn Miller Band, aren't they great? The music of the stars.
Talk about parental approval. This is fabulous. A lot of you know me and know that I'm not very big with awards and award shows, but I'm very, very touched with this because it represents working with people that I loved and cared about, and I feel just very honored to have been a part of this show. We're all going tomorrow to Washington to be inducted into the Smithsonian, to meet President Carter in the Oval Office, and I feel very honored to be part of a show that had this kind of impact on America. Thank you very much.
This is for your mother.
Oh, thank you.
Winner is...
Here's Carol O'Connor.
Right now, most of you know the opening theme of All in the Family, but I don't know if many of you have taken much notice of a very nice closing theme we have. And I didn't notice it for a couple of weeks after beginning my show, and I did notice it. And I asked my friend Roger Kellaway, who composed the music, if I could have permission to do a lyric to it. And he said, fine. So I wrote the lyric to it. And the title of it is Remembering You, and it's our pleasure, Rogers and mine, to do this words and music for you tonight. Got a feeling it's all over now. All over now, we're through. And tomorrow I'll be lonesome remembering you. Got a feeling the sun will be gone, the day will be long and blue, and tomorrow I'll be crying, remembering you. There's a faraway look in your eye when you try to pretend to me that everything is the same as it used to be. I see it's all over now. All over now, we're through. And tomorrow I can start in remembering you. There's a faraway look in your eye when you try to pretend to me that everything is the same as it used to be. I see it's all over now. All over now, we're through. And tomorrow I can start in remembering. Sad because we're parting, remembering. Consolate my heart in remembering you.
Roger Calloway at the keyboard. He composed Remembering You. Carol O'Connor did the lyrics. It's the music of the stars. We'll be on New Year's Eve, 7 o'clock till 1 o'clock New Year's Day. Right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This Christmas, the lights all feel dimmer and cold. An echo of joy, a story untold. The laughter around me, a distant refrain. Each smile a reminder of heartache and pain. The tree stands adorned, yet it just feels so bare, with ornaments glistening, but you're just not there. The gifts are piled high, all wrapped in bright cheer, yet none can replace the warmth of you near.
I'll sip on my coffee.
The bells still ring out and they sting like a knife, for every sweet note tells the tale of a life. I'll hang up the stockings, but one will remain, empty and lonely, representing my pain. The world celebrates, but I'm lost in the crowd, a ghost in the season. Too heavy, too loud. I'll still wear my smile, a mask for the day, while inside I'm crumbling, fading away. For no matter the gifts, the laughter and cheer, this Christmas, my love,
I still feel you here.
Lonely and longing, I'll carry the weight of memories cherished, of a love lost to
Dennis.
Well, gosh, Mr. Benny, I'm sorry, but you see, this first song doesn't have a violin part for you.
It doesn't? Oh. Oh, well, Dennis, just call me when you need me. Yum dum dum da dum pum pum pa dum pum dee da da.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. The ground is white, so go it while you're young. Take the girls tonight and sing the sleighing song. Just get a bobtail bay, to 40 for his speed. Then hitch him to an open sleigh and crack, you'll take the lead. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Dashing through the snow with one horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride one horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, so much fun when the day is done to ride in an open sleigh, in a one-horse open
Fine.
Hear the ringle.
Fine.
Jing, jingle bells.
jingle, 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 jingle.
Dashing through the snow with a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way.
Jingle, 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 jingle.
Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing.
Did you count how long that was? No, me neither, but I just did, and it's 10 seconds short of 7 minutes worth of jingle bells. If I was to tell you that in advance, would you have stayed tuned? But that's Fred Waring, Nobody Better. It's quite a guy, Fred. About 30 years ago, Milwaukee Public Television decided to rerun a lot of 1950s Fred Waring TV shows. They were on late afternoons on Sunday. I'm glad they still exist. The shows, that is. And let's quit getting mad at Scrooge, because there is a Scrooge. There's all kinds of Scrooges out there. They haunt the hearts of those who wish that Santa's phony beard was real. A lot of Scrooge-inhabited people. When they hear this, ho, 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 who laughs like that anyway? A lot of people desperately long for a real laughter from a genuine person's heart. We seem to want people to be real, genuine. And a lot of people have personality always. Christmas would ideally be a time when all of these always would get better, but then some quirks of human nature, they usually get worse. The stingy get stingier. The drinking get drunker. The overeating get overweighter. The busy get busier. So it kind of seems like a mockery when you figure that two-thirds of the word Christmas is Christ. Maybe the Scroogish people, there's a word I never use. Maybe those people in that persuasion would prefer to spell it Christmas. But look at it this way, they're not the only people who clamor for change. We have these unholy or ultra holy people out there always haranguing us about the true meanings, but they too don't like all that tawdriness and other people's hypocrisy. Note added, other people's. Want everybody to concentrate on the Christ child, the angels, the star, and other symbols. Icons to live by. A lot of us find ourselves struggling with, well, look what happened last week, the bottomless mysteries of the big unmentionable. Bewildered people, they cry out for something more stable, something safer, something holier, and something that makes sense when life doesn't. So let's hear it for Scrooge. What is it? It's anger, looking for sincerity. The Scrooge in our hearts. There's always some of it there. Scrooge is a skeptic. He dares to call those tinsel things tinsel. Scrooge. Like to drill down deeper than all the reindeer manure. Down past all those injuries over the lifetime, the hurts, the heartaches, down to those gnarled roots, tapping into a tortured soul. No, some Scrooges don't like Christmas, no. Maybe they don't like themselves either. But if you dig down deep, there's a little child in there that can scarcely breathe. All that bah and bah humbug, what's that? Crying out for breath and life and truth and goodness. Humbug, that's been smothering that little kid for most of its life. Long live the Scrooge within us all, because deep within us is that holy child and where did he start life? In a stable full of smelly stuff. And in that innocent heart where a true light shimmers, that'll dissolve all the falsity and shams. So even though our whole life is filled with tinsel, Scrooge and you and I think that tinsel is an improvement over the smelly stuff. And all through that kid's eyes, that baby, we might even see a light, which we might call, for lack of a better word, a star.
I believe we can be more sensitive to the needs of our fellow man, that we can be better neighbors to each other. Sometimes we take too much for granted and we forget to tell each other we care. I think the holidays provide a wonderful opportunity to bind friendships and to show our loved ones that they're important to us, that we're happy they're in the world. It's something we should do more often. And the spirit of Christmas is a joyous reminder of our responsibilities as people.
Johnny Mathis.
The winds of change whisper in the trees, and the walls of doubt crumble, tossed and torn. This comes to pass when a child is born, a rosy hue settles all around. You've got the feel, you're on solid ground. For a spell or two, no one seems forlorn. This comes to pass when a child. And all of this happens because the world is waiting, waiting for one child. Black, white, yellow, no one knows. But a child that will grow up and turn tears to laughter, hate to love, war to peace, and everyone to everyone's neighbor. And misery and suffering will be words to be forgotten forever. It's all a dream and illusion now. It must come true sometime soon, somehow. All across the land dawns a brand new morn. This comes to pass.
Stand by for news. The music of the stars continues till noon, Central Time. I'm your host, Lou Regatta.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.